monthly report from Lincoln County School District Number 2 and Superintendent Matt Erickson in studio today. Good morning, Superintendent. How's everything on your Tuesday so far?
Doing well, Duke. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Well, I think right out of the gate, let's chat about Mr. Rob Hill, a professor from University of Wyoming, spent some time around the district yesterday and gave a presentation. And as someone obviously who's spent his whole career in education and multiple aspects of it, wanted to get kind of your thoughts on what he said about classrooms and the trades and how the district's doing there.
So it was a great morning yesterday, as you mentioned, with Rob Hill from University of Wyoming. He spent the day with us, or the morning with us, and we were fortunate enough to be able to go on a tour down to Star Valley High and see all of the CTE classes, the career tech ed classes. And, you know, we were from the auto shop to the wood shop to robotics to drafting, went and toured the house that the residential construction class is building, and he was so complimentary. He was in awe at our facilities, and especially the we keep calling it the new CTE wing, but it's 6-7 years old now. So anyway, it was a great experience. And then we also went to Afton Elementary and got the privilege of watching a couple of teachers in action, to include some UW graduates. And then we were able to introduce Rob to some student teachers and whatnot that are here in district that we're hosting through the University of Wyoming. So it was a fantastic morning, and able to showcase some of the many, many great things that are happening in Lincoln too.
Well, based on comments he made during the luncheon with the Star Valley Chamber of Commerce, he made it clear that in both offerings in CTE and teachers in the district in CTE, that LCSD number 2 seems to be well ahead of the curve here.
We are so blessed, and you're absolutely right. The teachers that we have in our CTE, you know, if they chose to go back to industry or go to industry, they would triple, quadruple their salaries and whatnot. But we're sure blessed and fortunate that they're willing to serve kids and pay it forward, if you will. So
LCSD number 2 Superintendent Matt Erickson in studio. Legislative session starts in a couple of weeks, and there's been a lot of talk about education funding recalibration and recommendations heading into the session. And so you mentioned this a couple of months ago. Maybe just refresh our memories. What's recalibration? What's being talked about here?
Okay, so Duke, every 5 years by the Wyoming Constitution, the legislators form what's called a select committee on funding for K-12 education. And Wyoming has the most beautiful, amazing funding system, the model in place in the nation, if we would just step up and consistently fund it as the Constitution calls for. And what I'm mainly referring to there is with the ECAs, external cost adjustments. This cycle of recalibration, we have a committee that's maybe stacked or loaded, that's not as favorable towards education. Just being honest, and my main concern right now with the way that recalibration's going is it's a big infringement on local control. Local school boards in the 48 districts, and I'm just going to reference ours, our school board works extremely hard. In fact, today and tomorrow, most people don't know the hours that they put in, but our school board is going to be in training with a national trainer out of Wisconsin from 5:30 to 9 the next two evenings. And so our local school board does an amazing job with the budgeting and making sure that kids have the basket of goods, making sure that our teacher salaries are, we try to be second or third in the state, obviously behind Jackson. We're currently second in the state. Our average teacher salary is a little over $77,000. And as part of recalibration, this select committee, not all, but the vast majority of the select committee, they feel that they can govern better from Cheyenne than maybe local school boards. So their proposal is to go to a weighted salary of $70,560, which is $5,000 off of ours. And then, so that's causing a little bit of problem. Then there's an adjustment being proposed to class size. at the secondary level. Currently, it's 21-1 at the intermediate level, and it just got amended last week in some meetings to go to 22, and then 9-12 to go to 25. So that's a big hit. Then activities, we're currently prorated on activity funding, you know, for extracurricular and athletics at the school level. And the proposal is to go to the district level by your ADM or your average daily membership. And so that would be a hit of several hundred thousand dollars to our district. So again, my main concern, I could talk about this all day, super frustrated right now, but I think that I've got faith and going to be optimistic, and I have total confidence in Senator Dockstetter and Representative Erickson, Representative Andrew Byron out of Hoback that represents part of our district. Those guys will prevail with some common sense when we get to the session here in a couple of weeks and do a good job for us. So in the end, there's no need to panic right now, but there are some proposals that would be major changes or the way that we do business. So
something certainly to watch for, and as stakeholders within the district, I guess, what would you like maybe parents to do to make sure they're involved in this?
I would certainly encourage parents and whatnot to reach out so that they're get the facts. We'd be happy to meet with anybody. JC is our business manager. Jason Horsley has a great handle on this. Corey Hokinson has a good handle. Nate Westcott is our special services director. I'm happy to talk to anybody and then encourage them to get involved. And we've met with principals and department directors and asked them to get their staff involved as well. And we just need to make sure that we hold legislators accountable to what's best for students.
Lincoln County School District number 2, Superintendent Matt Erickson in studio this morning. Superintendent, anything else you'd like to mention today?
You know, Duke, there is one thing, and we're going to celebrate later on after we have a chance to celebrate with the admin team and then the school board, and then we'll go public with it. But graduation rates were just recently released. And in Lincoln 2, as a district, we saw over 5% rise in our graduation rates. So we're over 90.7, I think, percent graduation rate now. And that's phenomenal. Cokeville is 100% graduation rate on time. Star Valley High is very doing very, very well. And then Swift Creek continues to see dramatic increases. And, you know, Dave Kazare and his staff are doing a great job at Swift Creek. But graduation rates are a result of kindergarten through high school teachers, and certainly all of our support staff. You know, everybody from a custodian that keeps a clean learning environment to a bus driver that gets kids to and from, food service, keeps their bellies full. I mean, it takes all 500 plus employees to have this student achievement. So, and then obviously families play a major role in that as well. So we'll be celebrating here couple of weeks, but just wanted to bring that up today.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Duke.
That's Superintendent Matt Erickson this morning. It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up on SVI Radio.